this is not a podcast about motorcycles. Okay, well, it has a lot of motorcycles in it. But deep down, it's really a show about people who use their passion for motorcycles to make their communities better, safer, and stronger. And some people just doing crazy biker stuff, too. This week, that community service is in full spotlight because it was all about Memorial Day. This is the Biker Dad Show, and we'll get to all of those Memorial Day events here in just a minute. And believe me, some huge stuff, really touching and really cool stuff. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, some of the biggest headlines on biker-dad.com this week. The first is just this insane video out of Australia where a biker hits more than 160 miles an hour before slamming into the back of a pickup truck. He filmed the whole thing himself. Down in Australia, they call these riders hoons. Just take a listen. So right after that end, somebody says, we need an ambulance. They're calling the police. Police and the family of that biker released that video because they want other people to realize just how bad an idea it is to ride your bike on a busy highway at 163 plus miles per hour. Check out the video and all the details on biker-dad.com. Another video you're going to want to check while you're there is just this insane video out of Illinois that the Illinois State Police released, again, as another warning. And as bikers, this is the kind of stuff we really need to watch out for on the road, too. A drunk driver, alleged drunk driver, slams into this trooper right after she finishes up a stop. The Jeep hits the trooper's car, flips several times, and bursts into flames. It's all caught on video.
Picture from 50. The black Honda Pilot just got flooding. Headed your way.
Really, citizen, very good stuff.
Sterling 713, I've just been hit.
Black Toyota.
Incredibly, neither the trooper nor the person who was driving that Jeep, even though it burst into flames, had life-threatening injuries. This guy was charged with drunk driving, not having insurance, all kinds of other stuff. And in Illinois, there's even a law called Scott's Law that it goes after this exact thing. It demands that you move over and slow down when you see emergency vehicles. This guy should have been able to see this car with its blue lights blazing. If he didn't see the car, drivers like that won't see you on your bike either. Keep your head on a swivel. By far the biggest story this week on biker-dad.com, three bikers gunned down, a horror on the highway in North Carolina. Police say the three were shot after leaving a Lowe's truck stop there on that North Carolina highway. Husband and wife were shot. The husband survived. The wife died. Their biker friend also shot and killed along that highway. Police haven't said much about the motive, said there was some kind of altercation, but they finally tracked down the suspect in Kentucky after sending out an alert about his dually pickup truck. Marvin Calvin Cox Jr. will be extradited back to North Carolina to face double murder charges. There's not a whole lot we know about what led up to this, as I said a minute ago. One thing that's interesting about this, though, is that the suspect is apparently a biker himself. While serving a search warrant on his home, they were seen removing a biker vest. So apparently he's a biker himself. That's an interesting twist. We'll keep on top of this to see what that means, if anything, and keep you updated on what happens in this case at biker-dad.com and here on the Biker Dad Podcast. Right now, onto some of the good news in the biker world this week. And a lot of it has to do with Memorial Day. We told you last week that we helped celebrate the 100th birthday of a World War II veteran at the Veterans Home up in Bay Minette, Alabama. That kind of kicked off Memorial Day week. Well, this Saturday, we kicked it into high gear. We also went out to, Equine Therapy Group in Stapleton, Alabama. It's a horse therapy place where they help veterans, they feed their souls, they get them back on track and help them deal with their PTSD. Well, this weekend they also fed their bodies. I had a huge cookout out at the ranch at Stapleton. Carrie Watley and her husband run the place. It's an awesome place. We'll have more information on our website, including how you can donate to Equine Therapy Group on biker-dad.com. Awesome people out there, and it was a great time, and it was worth the cheat date to eat a big old pile of spaghetti and meatballs. And then it was a huge honor on Sunday, the day before actual Memorial Day, to take part in what's called the Run to the Wall South. It's like Rolling Thunder, only it's in Pensacola, Florida, instead of Washington, D.C., for those who can't make that trek. It was an amazing time. Hundreds of bikers showed up.
We're at the American Legion in Pensacola, Florida, where just hundreds of hundreds, a sea of bikes and bikers, have shown up to spread the message that we haven't forgotten what Memorial Day is really about. Those we've already lost and those we still could lose.
Commitment. We will never forget those that fought, never came home. We will never forget those that fought, came home, and have been neglected and abused. We won't let that happen anymore. Okay? So as a brotherhood and sisterhood of veterans and supporters, remember, keep those veterans in your mind at all time. 22 of them, every single day, take their own life out of despair and loneliness. So if you know that, who's at home tonight and he's alone, call that guy, call that girl, talk to him, say, hey, how you doing? You need anything? Because they suffer in silence until the day they pull out the trigger. So remember, keep them all alive. Stay in touch. Do your part. We'll see y'all later. Thank you.
I'm BG, president of the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club chapter in Pensacola, Florida. Today, this is our Run to the Wall South. It's kind of a spin-off of Rolling Thunder, which our club started over 30 years ago, and a local chapter here 25 years ago. Got a wall, helped build a wall down here in Pensacola. We call it Wall South or Veterans Memorial Park. And we've been making a run down there to mimic our run that we have at Rolling Thunder for people who can't make Rolling Thunder. The wall is a 50% replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. Many of the veterans here in Pensacola and numerous areas throughout the Panhandle worked very diligently to get this park established down here to help us remember all the vets that were lost in different battles throughout the world.
Is there a more beautiful sight on the planet? Hundreds of motorcycles. We're just going to walk through the crowd a little bit. All of these people here on their bikes to show support for veterans and show support for those who we've lost in battle. It's just amazing. Take a look.
I was still waving flags and giving us a thumbs up. It's just awesome. I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. It brings a tear to my eye.
It really did. It's an example for the children.
Yeah, the flag. The flags. Man, it was awesome. Yeah.
And no one was honking or getting mad at stopping the vehicles. They were all pleased. And most of them. Yeah. You know, 95% of them waved
at us. Out of their cars, wave.
Ride to the Wall South is one of the biggest biker events every year here on the Gulf Coast, and you can see why. Hundreds of veterans and people who never served showing their support. It's a really awesome experience. At least here in Alabama, bike nights and other events are back, and this week we're going to be at Bob's Downtown Diner in downtown Mobile, Alabama. Really biker-friendly, awesome little restaurant here on the Gulf Coast. And we're going to be doing something pretty cool, so if you're in the area, please come by and show up. We are going to be shooting elements of the Biker Dad TV show pilot. Yes, we're starting a TV show as well, and you can be part of it. You can be in it. Just come on down to Bob's Downtown Diner this Tuesday evening for bike night, and we'll be shooting segments there, and you might make it in the pilot. Police in Texas were all hot and bothered about the Bandido rally coming to Amarillo. They were on high alert all Memorial Day weekend, worried that the biker gang, quote-unquote, was going to take over their town. Thousands of bikers did flock to Amarillo for the Bandido Motorcycle Club rally, but there was no trouble. The Randolph County Sheriff said last week he was heading up a task force to make sure nothing bad happened, but it seems like the only thing that broke out was fun and frolicking and some legal on-a-track racing. I'm sure there were a few beers drank, too. The sheriff said last week before the rally that the Bandido organization has been classified as a, quote, outlaw motorcycle organization by the United States Department of Justice and the Texas Department of Public Safety. He said that while we hope the presence of a large number of Bandidos in the area will remain peaceful, national and global intelligence about this, quote unquote, gang and its affiliates effectuates the need for caution and demands a substantial law enforcement presence. They did turn out peaceful, and there may be questions now about whether this actually did demand a substantial law enforcement presence. The Biker Dad blog could not find any reports of any criminal or other bad behavior during the rally. A Biker Dad follower from Arizona sent us this story, and we hope that you will share it on the Facebook page, the Biker Dad Facebook page. Search at TV Biker Dad to maybe help get this guy a happy ending. Chrissy Ryder wrote us saying, please help, share. This bike was stolen from an apartment complex in Mesa on Country Club, and the young rider who had it worked very hard, working extra jobs to earn the money for this bike, and it's his only mode of transportation. The young man is Jackson Baker. He works at a local Harley dealership there. He posted just on May 15th how he'd finally put in enough work to buy his dream bike, and that's a 2013 Harley Davidson Fat Bob. In the post, he says, I literally never thought I'd have a Dyna, ever. Days later, it's gone. His dream bike is gone. Riders say it was stolen from his apartment complex. If you have any information, you can call police. Please go to the Facebook page, at TV Biker Dad. Share the story and help get this guy's bike back. It's just a horrible story, and we really need to help him get this solved and get him back on tube. All right, we'll end this week's episode with the ride of the week. This is where we'll be going this weekend. It's called Nina's Voice Poker Run. It's happening on the Alabama Gulf Coast. Nina's a young woman who was recently allegedly run down by her ex-boyfriend, abusive relationship, domestic violence, ran her over and left her for dead at a gas station. She did survive, but her life is never going to be the same. She's going to be disabled for the rest of her life. As her family seeks justice, they're also seeking help because she's going to need care and have huge medical bills. All of the information will be on the Biker Dad Facebook page. And send us your rides and events. We could feature them as the ride of the week, and we'll certainly be happy to share them on social media to get the word out. Also, send us your tips, other biker news from around the country, something going on in your area. Go to the Facebook page, at TV Biker Dad. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, even the TikTok, or at biker-dad.com. We're happy to get the word out about your events and everything else. Until next week, this is Chris Best for the Biker Dad Podcast.